like your email box is full of these, I'm sure. But, you know, now something good has happened with all of those Nigerian email scams. They've been turned into something really useful. A new play called Urgent and Confidential, Dean Cameron's Nigerian Spam Scam Scam. It's on stage now at the Sacred Fools Theater in Hollywood. Dean Cameron, welcome to the show.
Howdy.
Howdy. So most of us just delete these emails. You decided to do something more productive with them?
Well, every time I get one, I always reply with one joke sentence. I always reply with, great, do you have any toast? And see what will happen. And generally, they never respond. And someone actually last year did. And I spent 11 months corresponding with them.
And what was the purpose of this? I mean, they were still trying to get money out of you?
Yeah, they're always trying to get money out of me. And I, you know, wrote as this sort of version of myself that only my shrink understands, this crazy, sexually confused millionaire from Florida. And I dropped enough hints that I was crazy enough and had enough money and, you know, was rich enough to fall for their scam.
And you just kept track. I mean, tell me how this progressed to becoming a theatrical venture.
I started just forwarding the emails to friends saying, get a load of this. And then I ended up posting it on the web. And a couple friends said, you should do this as a play. And last year, we did a sort of a one-off version to see if it would work. And it's a very twisted version of love letters. I don't know if you've ever...
Yeah, of course.
It's, I think, a better version of love letters or vagina monologues or something like that, where it's me and another guy sort of acting out these letters.
And you play more than one character.
I play myself. Well, I actually play myself. I'm sort of narrating the thing, and then I play the Dean Cameron who lives in Florida. I also play my attorneys, Perry Mason and Owen Marshall, counselor at law. And Victor Isaac, who plays the Nigerians, plays Ibrahim Abacha, his mother Miriam Abacha, and then a fake version of this other scammer who I forwarded an email from to him. And so he starts posing as another scammer.
Well, let's hear a little bit from the play.
I think now that we're talking, we can finalize this deal or get close to closure upon it.
All we need to do now, please, I want you to listen to me again, please.
I'm listening.
Okay? You know all our accounts have been frozen, and we are depending on this, on that fund in the security company for our future. That is why my mother is in the hospital, because we don't have money.
Mr. Snickers, get off the couch, Mr. Snickers.
Dean, please concentrate on the call.
You crazy cat!
Like I told you, my mother is supposed to have get well up to now, but because of the fact that I don't have money to purchase all her necessary medications, that is why she's in the hospital.
Mr. Snickers!
Hello? Dean?
We should explain Mr. Snickers as the imaginary cat that it's Mr. Dean has.
Dean has two cats, Mr. Snickers and Jojo the Dancing Clown, that he's just so proud of and keeps talking about. That's actually an actual phone call that I play during the play.
That's not the other actor playing the Nigerian.
No, that's the real guy who says he's Ibrahim Abacha, and it's from Nigeria.
Did you have to tell him you were taping the conversation for theatrical performance in Hollywood?
He's welcome to come and try to claim some rights from me.
Well, he needs to get some money out of this.
Sure.
You've been corresponding with this guy for how long?
11 months. And now it's very sporadic. It's about once a month. I still have him on the hook.
He hasn't figured it out
yet?
Well,
they found the website, and he wrote as his mother's, and there's this sort of subplot of a love story going on between Dean Cameron and the mother, Miriam, where she's going to come live with me.
Mrs. Abacha.
Mrs. Abacha, Miriam Abacha. And they said she found the website, and I broke her heart. But then I wrote her and said, will you forgive me? It was my houseboy, Quan, ruining my name, and so she's forgiven me, and I still have been corresponding with them.
When we say website, this is a website you have set up to have a posting of all of these conversations you've had.
Yeah.
You haven't made any money out of this except for the play, have you?
No, I've actually lost money on it because I sent them packages, and you know, it costs money to call Nigeria, too.
It doesn't really.
Oh, yeah. It actually is cheaper to call than send a package.
Well, there you go. The play is on stage at the Sacred Fools Theater through the 13th of October. We'll have a link on our website. It's only Tuesday and Wednesday nights, though, and it's only $10. So information on our website, kpcc.org. Dean Cameron, thanks for coming down.
Thank you very much for having me.